Some of you will know that we lost John Pitts this week, who used to come and preach here. He was a member of Aldham Church, and along with pretty much all of Aldham Village, I've been thinking this week, all week, about John with his loss. And I hope you'll forgive me for speaking plainly, but that was John's way too. He liked a bit of plain speaking. John actually wanted to speak here on Pentecost Sunday, last Sunday. But as things turned out, he was in hospital. He was gravely ill with endocarditis and sepsis, and he actually died last Sunday evening. Well, yesterday, the set Bible reading in my Bible readings was Psalm 90, and all of it was speaking plainly about our attitude to death. Verse 9, for example, "All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And then I opened up the weekend colour supplement, and one disabled person had this cheery saying, "Every day above ground is a good day." I like that. I think that was a little Twitter thing. Every day above ground is a good day. So let me give you three good lessons to learn, three priorities that I've been thinking about this week. Number one, appreciate friends and family and tell them so. Tell them why you appreciate them. Tell them you love them. Number two, do all the practical things. It used to be called putting your affairs in order. Write a will. Tell your family your funeral wishes. Tell them where your passwords are. I know that's a bit modern, isn't it? But so many families recently have said, I can't access his accounts or anything. A list of bank accounts and insurance documents. Make sure your family can unlock your phone and get at your photos. All the practical things. And number three, finally, most importantly, get your heart and soul ready to meet your Maker. How do you do that? Well, make sure that you know and love Jesus. Invite him to be your Lord and Saviour. Read your Bible and pray. Thank God for your life and for all the good things he gives. John Pitts liked a good story. Stormy Norman Schwarzkopf. Anybody remember that name? He was actually the American general who led the American forces invading Iraq. So it was a while ago. One interviewer asked him, what gave him the right to send Iraqis to hell? He said, no, that's not our job. Only God decides who goes to heaven or hell. Our job is to arrange the interview. I love that. Well, to be honest, the sudden death of John and Keith Rush before him reminds us that it can happen any time to any one of us. As Jesus reminded his followers, keep watch and be ready.